Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 283 for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were posting small gains Thursday morning as values consolidated themselves on ideas that yesterday's losses were overdone. Canola contracts were mostly 60 cents to $3.30 higher, with the most frequently traded May contract 60 cents higher at $463.40 per ton. Canola received some spillover support from soybean soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. Commercial demand for canola remains strong, which underpinned the market. However, European rapeseed futures and CBOT soy meal were lower, which pressured values, while the technical bias has shifted to the downside. The large crop in South America continues to overhang the market as the harvest there proceeds. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 6 to 7 cents stronger, with the May contract checking in at $10.17 a bushel. Value sunk lower as farmer selling dried up. The higher U.S. dollar continues to weigh on the market. Tuesday's high of $10.32 a bushel is meeting resistance. A possible highway strike by truckers in Brazil has apparently blown over, and a deal is close to being reached. Corn was 2 cents higher, with the May contract sitting at $3.87 per bushel. Prices were on the rebound following yesterday's losses. Oil was lower, which was bearish for corn, as ethanol makers have trouble making ethanol at a reasonable rate when compared to cheaper gasoline. The weekly export sales data for U.S. corn was very lukewarm, and sales have been sluggish. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents weaker, with the May contract at $4.94 per bushel. Weather forecasts are calling for snow across the Midwest, which is expected to help insulate the winter wheat crop with its added moisture. Between 3 to 8 inches of snow is expected. Between 200 to 400,000 tons of U.S. wheat is expected to be exported today. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.